This is part of Duke's annual filing with state regulators, where the utility maps out how it plans to provide energy to North Carolina customers. Duke has its eye, most of all, on natural gas, by far the cheapest source of energy currently available. The company reports it plans to add two new natural gas plants, some more turbines, and it'll convert an existing coal unit to natural gas. More nuclear is also on the table. Duke spokeswoman Lisa Parrish says the company's choice in energy is all about cost to the consumer.
We look for the most affordable way we can to provide increasingly clean electricity and reliable electricity to our customers.
Parrish says Duke is providing that clean electricity in two ways. First, by closing coal plants, the biggest emitters of carbon, in favor of the less carbon-intense natural gas. And second, by improving energy efficiency and encouraging less usage. Duke projects the energy it saves from that will account for about 9% of total usage by 2028. When it comes to renewable energy sources like solar and wind, the plan's more modest. Duke projects a 1% rise, mostly in solar, barring a change in state requirements. Jim Warren of environmental group NC Warren says that's not enough.
When you really look at the commitment to solar and wind energy, Duke's really a laggard nationally. They're just not projecting more than a very, very small amount.
Duke counters that those types of energy are more expensive and less consistent. The company makes it clear in its filing that it intends only to meet North Carolina's minimum standards for renewable sources. It's 3% this year that has to come either from renewable sources or energy efficiency, and that number rises to 12.5% in 2021. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.